Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The Glenmidden are back on the high seas. After a brief spell as hoteliers at the Tynabruach Lodge Country House Hotel, they are now back where they truly belong, up the canal without a paddle. At any rate, without their chief engineer and purser, who have both gone off to America to work on luxury liners. Have you decided who's going to be the new purser?
I gave that a good deal of thought, and it has to be someone of integrity and is used to handling large amounts of money. So I've decided on our reverend. I informed him earlier today.
So I've been bypassed for all the new positions?
Crawford, you're too precious in your present position to ever think about changing it.
I will. I can see that, I suppose.
Sandy, can you get the entire crew, with the exception of the Eriski Noise, together on deck so that I can brief them on a very important matter?
Aye, aye, Captain.
You know, Crawford, I do miss Scotty. That dour face, strange accent, aroma of dead fish, and that really bad case of halitosis. Ah, the memories.
I miss him, I know you can. He was my confidant. I told him things I wouldn't tell any other man. Stuff that has haunted me from my youth. Stuff that would turn your hair grey. If you had any, that is.
Thanks, Crawford. We get the message. Now, come on, let's get on deck and see the rest of the crew for that talk.
So, in order to give them time to get on deck, the scriptwriters have given me this bit of drivel to talk in order to fill the wasted time. I think they're on deck now, so you can shut up and let you get on with the story.
Now, I've asked you all here to tell you something very important. It's vital that this is listened to and adhered to.
Oh, just get on with it. My stuffing's getting hard and the chicken's trying to get out of the kitchen.
This really concerns the Eriski Noise.
Thank God. We're getting rid of them.
No, Crawford, we're not getting rid of them. The problem is, if they know we're landing in Islay, they may take the opportunity to visit all those distilleries, and we won't be able to do anything with them when they get back on board, if they ever, ever find their way back on board, that is.
So, what are we going to tell them?
Well, we're going to tell them that we're on a route between Kennacraig and the Isle of Man. That should keep them at bay.
Are there no distilleries on the Isle of Man?
No, Dick, but there are loads of sheep and fairies, seemingly.
Fairies? I love fairies. They are so small and delicate. I have one that comes to my cabin every night, tucks me in and kisses me goodnight. Well, you should be at home then.
Crawford, we're not actually going to the Isle of Man. We're only telling the Eriski Noise that. Now, is everyone up to speed on that story? Good. Then let's get going.
And so Maggie goes back to her kitchen to try and catch that chicken that they're having for supper, and the rest of the crew go about their business. When the captain happens to bump into them, the Eriski Noise have a question.
I have a question.
What's that then?
Where are we off to? Everyone seems to be very quiet on the subject.
Oh, nonsense. There's no secret. We're off to the Isle of Man to take provisions for the islanders.
Isle of Man? What's to be doing there?
There's lots of things to do on the Isle of Man. There's the Laxey Wheel.
What's he saying?
He's saying there's lots to do. There's the Laxey Wheel.
The what?
The Laxey Wheel.
Aye, I've got a couple in my cabin I can give him if he's stuck.
Laxey Wheel, not laxatives, you deaf old goat.
Oh, there's lots of things, of course. There's the famous TT races.
What's he saying now?
He said there's also the TT races.
The what?
The TT races. TT.
I will count mute.
What are you talking about?
I'm no gone on if I well, you can't have a drink.
He's getting worse with his hearing.
I know, you can tell when he plays that fiddle. Anyway, I hope that's answered your question and you're satisfied.
Indeed I am. I forgot about the TT races. Did I tell you that we used to have a team that went racing?
No, I can't say you ever did.
Well, back in 1934, just after we got together as the Eriski Noise, we bought an old racing bike and put a sidecar on either side of it, mainly to steady it up a bit. They acted like those stabilisers you get. Anyway, the three of us used to enter local races and we were always in the top two winners.
My mind is boggling.
Yes, I was the driver and was known as Tornado Torquil. Would you like to see our trophies?
No, thank you, but thanks for the offer anyway. Right, enough of this nonsense. We'll be arriving in a couple of hours, and I have better things to do, like poking my eyes out with a sharp stick.
Hopefully the Eriski Nois will have fallen for the captain's little white lies and be convinced they are going to the Isle of Man rather than Isla. We'll see, as they have just docked in Port Askeig.
How's the unloading coming along, Dick?
It's fine, Captain. The big crate carrier is on the side of the harbour and it's taking everything off.
That's a crane, Dick.
Captain, you are funny. You think I'm thick? I know a crane is a big bird with a big beak. That's not a bird, that's a crate carrier.
Bless you, Dick. Maggie, how are the provisions for the next part of the crossing? Do we have enough of everything?
Well, we could do with a few more tins of beans, and maybe for a change, we could push the boat out and have a packet of frozen peas.
Make a list then and give it to Dick to go to the local supermarket. He can pick them up.
I was thinking of putting something new on the menu. Have you ever heard of pitcher?
Bless you, Maggie. Gosh, I seem to be doing a lot of blessing today.
No, I'm not sneezing. It's the name of the dish. It's called pitcher. You get some cow's feet and boil them up for 5 hours. Then you add a little herring juice, some extract of goat's horn, 4 cloves of garlic and season it, just with a little salt and pepper. Then you let it set and turn it out. It's a lovely dish, and because it wobbles, you can serve it up as a main dish or as a pudding.
Sounds different.
I'll put cow's feet on the list then.
What on earth is that racket? Dick, what is it?
It's coming out of one of those crates that has just been taken ashore.
Where?
Over here, look.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. It's them. It's Tornado Torquil and the Puffin Pensioners.
Who?
The Eriski Nois. They think they're on the Isle of Man and have got their own racing bike out.
What are those things on either side of the bank?
Those are sidecars, better known as Dodi and Doogie. What are they up to? Quick, both of you, follow me.
And so Maggie, Dick and the captain race down to the harbour, but they are too late. The Eriski Nois have taken off in their racing contraption to who knows where.
That was great to get back behind those handlebars again. I think you are still a bit rusty. That farmer wasn't happy about you scaring his cows like that.
Well, they shouldn't have been on that road.
That wasn't a road. It was a field, you old beggar.
Whatever it was, they shouldn't have been near. How's Doddy?
I think he's asleep. Either that or we are now a duo instead of a trio.
Here, look. What does that sign say? I can't read it for all those dead flies on my crash helmet.
It says, "Welcome to the Ardbeg Distillery. Tours available."
Distillery?
What?
You've woken up then. He said distillery. There's a distillery.
What are we waiting for? Come on, let's drink it dry.
Now hold on. I didn't know there was distilleries on the Isle of Man.
That's because we aren't on the Isle of Man. Listen, Ardbeg Distillery, Isla, can trace its origins back to 1794. We're not on the Isle of Man. We're on Isla.
Why, that conniving captain. He thought he'd put one over on us, did he? Well, I'll see about that. Come on, boys, to the distillery.
Oh dear, like oil and water, Eriski Nois and alcohol just don't mix. What will they do when they find out there's more than one distillery on the island? Perhaps we are about to find out.
Maggie, have you seen the Eriski Nois at all? They've been gone for over 10 hours.
No, I haven't seen hide nor hair of them. I hope they haven't had an accident on that racing machine that they sped off on.
So do I.
Captain, I think you'd better come quick. There's a police car arrived at the ship and it has a trailer attached to it.
What on earth has happened now?
Excuse me, are you Captain Horatio McNelson?
I am he.
Well, I think I have some of your property on my trailer. They were found sitting by the side of the road making vroom vroom noises and going nowhere. So I got them onto your trailer and brought them back to you.
Oh, look, boys. It's that big Nelly who runs the ship. The one who told us we were on the Isle of Man.
I take it you found out that we're on Isla and that there is a distillery?
8 of them. And every one of them better than the last. You can wake up now, boys. I think I've managed to park this thing.
Someone is going to have a bit of a hangover tomorrow morning. What goes round comes round, as my old mother used to tell me when she caught me stealing out of the biscuit tin. What will happen next? Are the distilleries going to recover? Will Bourbons ever make a comeback? Only one way to find out. Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for more from the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.